All three presidential candidates are in Washington today to attend these hearings and question General Petraeus. At least the Democrats, the two Democratic candidates, are just as interested in what Pennsylvania thinks of all this, about all this testimony in Washington. Pennsylvania's state primary is in 2 weeks, which is why Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick has been there, too, talking to voters. Where exactly?
Well, Madeline, I've been in southeast Pennsylvania. This is a place I've done political reporting before. I know that people here are generally open and willing to talk. And with a Republican nomination already decided, we went looking just for Democrats. We began in York, Pennsylvania. You know, it was the capital of the U.S. during the Revolutionary War. Today, it is drawing people back to its handsome old downtown with redone sidewalks that on Saturday night led me and producer Steve Proffitt to this place, a little bar, Saturday night, called the Harp and Fiddle, where I'm going to meet two local politicians, one for Obama and the other for Clinton. Here we go.
My name is Eugene DePasquale. I am a state legislator from the 95th District in York County. And if you were to start at the Lancaster-York border and drive 160 miles west, I would be the only Democratic legislator until you get to Cambria County.
I'm Genevieve Ray. I am a newly elected city council member in York, Pennsylvania.
You're the Hillary demographic, right? I mean, you're an over 50 woman. You're laughing at me. But
I'm laughing because I'm 63, so I'm really the perfect demographic. I should be a Clinton supporter, and I am an Obama supporter.
I'm supporting Senator Clinton.
That's the state rep again, Eugene DePasquale.
But I thought on day one, she would be the most prepared to deliver the agenda, number one. Number two is I do think in this part of Pennsylvania, she is most reflective of the Democrats, and I thought as being the only Democrat for, like I said, quite a number of miles that's in the state house, and obviously none at the federal level, so I thought I had some duty to reflect them as well.
She made me mad. I have not liked her conduct.
I'm hearing something. He is talking policy, and Genevieve Ray is talking personal.
As the race has gotten tighter, she has seemed to stoop lower to win.
You're in politics, though, and the point is to win, isn't it?
The point is to win, but not at all costs, I think.
I view this as healthy, though. I mean, I think both candidates having to scrap and claw for every vote in Pennsylvania, I think will, A, only make them better, and selfishly for us as York County Democrats, I think it's been a tremendous asset. There have been a lot of people that, quite frankly, we didn't even know were Democrats who are now actively involved in either one campaign or the other, I think will only help us develop more of a hopefully progressive movement in the area.
And there are all those people who used to be Republicans who have switched.
Well, that's Saturday night. Tomorrow's Sunday morning, and for that, we're going to go someplace else, maybe 40, 50 miles west of here, someplace else that resonates in American history.
It's Gettysburg, and this is the Christ Lutheran Church. It's been here so long, it was used as a hospital back during the famous battle in the Civil War. The big space inside glows with light filtered through the stained windows. I count about 100 worshipers. When they're done with the service, one of them, Leonard Hummel, pauses outside.
I will cast my vote for Senator Barack Obama. I believe he is sending a direction for this country that is needed and important. And as a resident of Gettysburg, where I believe we have had talk about there being a new birth of freedom, I believe we need a new birth of freedom in this country, and I believe he's the man, not to give the Gettysburg Address, but the Washington Address at the next inaugural.
In the church basement, people gather for coffee and conversation, and maybe it wouldn't have been about the election without us.
I'm a retired professor from the seminary, Dr. Lawrence Falkerman.
You're not in that Obama youth demographic, are you?
No, 91 years old. I'm just the opposite of what they said he can appeal to. You know, they said he doesn't appeal to white male and old people.
Yeah.
I am that very person that he does appeal to.
Another former professor and Obama supporter, Fred Wentz, said he would find others for us. He looked around the room. All Lutherans, yes. How can you tell the Democrats?
Well, I've been a Democrat. My father was a Republican. I was raised in a Republican environment. I went to Yale Divinity School.
Excuse me, Fred. I understand that you're just interviewing Democrats?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because that's the primary.
Don't you have equal opportunity for all Republican and Democratic candidates?
We
Sorry
do, but
that.
It's
but our story has. To
it's
do
just
with
about
the
primary that's the coming primary up. Coming you know. Up.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm president of the church council. I understand you're here for political reasons. I have to ask you if you want to ask people questions. You have to do it outside of the church.
Okay. Please. Sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
We came
so
in with Fred.
I know you
okay.
did. But you
yeah,
have
yeah,
to
yes.
be
no problem.
I know Fred. But the thing is that we...
So we left, and there, just across the street, in an old-fashioned storefront, political posters in the window, and this time for Clinton. Inside, we find an enthusiastic kid named Corey Waldron.
You're 20?
Yep.
You're in school somewhere?
Yep, Gettysburg College.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And how is it that you didn't get drawn into Senator Obama's circle, as so many younger people especially are?
So I give speeches all the time. I know what words can do, but actions mean a lot more.
Well, maybe Corey's activism is the answer for Senator Clinton, because in a store parking lot at the edge of town, we found more of her voters, people like Mary Dugan.
I'm a lifelong Democratic supporter. I mean, I come from a blue-collar family, and I've just always felt the Democrat Party has stood for the average working person out there.
We did sample Clinton voters here, more so than for Obama. And again, we found that these campaigns are so much about impressions, sometimes misimpressions.
I don't like Barack Obama. I'm not wild about Hillary, but I guess she's the better of the two. But yes, we have to vote. We have to vote. Everybody has to vote.
And what is it that you... Why is it that you don't like Senator Obama?
Well, just things that I've read and things that I've heard. You know, I understand he's a Muslim.
I don't think that's true.
You don't?
No.
Sorry, that's not true. I'm sorry, but that's what I heard.
It's the next day. We've driven a couple of hours across southeast Pennsylvania and come to this place called Kennett Square. This is an affluent community. It's near Philadelphia. We're walking down Main Street. There's a convertible Maserati parked at the curb. Heck, I could have stayed in L.A. This is a small town, but it does have a newspaper, the Kennett Paper, where we found the editor, Chris Barber.
I'm noticing a groundswell for Obama.
In this area here?
Yes, he has a vigorous support system here. And also, there's a large contingent of Republican, people who are Republican in name only. And I think these people have been longing for a candidate for a long time that they could support, because they really aren't conservative Republicans.
But they are Republicans.
They're Republicans, but they're changing their registration, and they're not doing it to screw with the Democratic nomination process. They're doing it because they want a candidate who represents their beliefs.
We started toward the local campaign office for Senator Obama. But on the street outside it, we found what both candidates may really be looking for. A happy-looking couple, both Republicans, but both. Those voters Chris Barber just described. Undecided swing voters. Undecided about the bigger vote that's coming later this year. Let me ask your name, if I may.
My name is Nora.
Nora what?
White.
Nora White? Are you Mr. White?
No, actually, I just got married. Nora Zajac. We just got married yesterday.
Kidding.
I have to
Congratulations.
Apologize.
Congratulations.
I am Nora Zajac. Mitch, I am so sorry. It's the first time someone's asked me what my name was.
You're
and
kidding.
I've only been... What, 24 hours?
24 hours.
Mrs. Ajak, yeah.
You know, we're here actually asking people who are voting in the Democratic primary, which is just a couple of weeks away. But really the big question is, what are you going to do in the fall, right?
What are you going to do? You know, it's like one day at a time with this campaign, you know. It just is.
Yeah, just watch out on the
to me, it's only one choice. It's either McCain or Obama for me. If he doesn't win the Democratic Party, I wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Being honest, you know.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Zajac here in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, thank you for day to day.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.